This is Gerald Barnes again, day 3. A word for you, still from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. And we're continuing our next point, point number 2, the dual description of believers or saints. Now, believers are those who are made holy. We can see here in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4, the Bible says, just as he has chose you before him, before the foundation of the world, that you should be holy and without blame. That's a Christian. That's a saint that he was talking about here. The Greek means those who were set aside by God, those who were sanctified by the Lord Jesus Christ, those who received Jesus Christ and then received his righteousness. Those were the saints called aside. So if you are there and you've been called into the faith, into Jesus Christ, you've been sanctified by him, set aside by him, and made righteous by the blood and through the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the saint. That's the description of a saint he's giving for us over here. And the second point is, he says, those saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now these Christians at Ephesus have placed their faith into Jesus Christ. They trusted Jesus Christ to save them from their sins. And that is why Paul says to them, you are faithful in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful saints from God and in the Lord Jesus Christ. What do we do when we come to Jesus Christ? We take our whole lives, our futures, our histories, and our lives forward. We take it and we faithfully place it into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith is the things that we cannot see. And so we place that things that we cannot see into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he holds the future and he holds our lives in his hands. So Paul says to them, wonderful, you are saints set aside by God in Ephesus, and you have been faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ to take your trust and to take your life and to place it on the Lord Jesus Christ so that he can carry your life forward into the future. What a wonderful blessing that you know you don't keep your own life. You know that your belief is not in something that is distant, but something that is close to you, Jesus Christ. I've taken my life and placed it upon him. What a dual blessing in the Lord Jesus Christ. So put your faith in him. Amen.